known Rosha a long time?
Yes, yes.
When did you first?
First time I met with him in 63 in Rome, mm-hmm. and I've discovered his personality immediately, so I had luck. I get a free studio, 1.5 hour. Our correspondent gave his time for to me, and I made with Miklós Rozsa the first radio program in the studio of Rome, in the time of our Rome correspondent. So they get on the cable, and then he sent records, and that was the first, renaissance for Miklós Rozsa, because he was not enough known, because he went away from Hungary in 21 or 22. He studied in Leipzig, not in Hungary. So they forget him. Yeah. Forgot him. I was bringing back him.
So this was transmitted in Hungary?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then since then I...
Have you played any of his music?
He has no original organ music, but I made transcriptions. I made transcriptions for the organ of one of his core work, based on a poem of Hungarian poet Attila József. Then I was playing the introduction of the film Ben-Hur and the song. Yeah. It sounds very well.
Yeah.
I play it still today, sometimes. And then I transcribed for the harpsichord one of his suites. He has two suites for the piano. One of is Kaleidoscope, and the other one is Hungarian style. So I played also in the radio and even outside Hungary.
It's
a pity that he's very ill now, because later I met with him in every summer in Santa Margherita Ligure. He was working there in Santa Margherita Ligure on the hill in two small room he rented, and I met with him then every summer, and we recorded at least more than 40 cassette tapes. And from this I wrote a book, The Stories of My Life, which is not the same with his English book, because the English book has a different title, My Life, and he dictated, but my book was recorded.